What comes to your mind when you hear of St. Peter and St. Paul? Their profound call from Jesus? Their amazing achievements? Their holiness? Perhaps their differences and disagreements? Or maybe the treasured stories and words and theology they bequeath to us in the scriptures? All are valid ways of thinking of them on this their feast day today. I would like to focus a bit on their amazing achievements, but in a little different way. This is what comes to my mind. Was it from their strength or their weakness that they were able to accomplish so much? I suspect most of us think it was from their strength. However, if we look at the Gospels, the message always seems to be about little ones, poor ones, the outcast, and the lowly. Were Peter and Paul exceptions to this? Undoubtedly, they had incredible gifts and talents. They were very strong characters. But thinking of the gospel's emphasis on little ones, the outcast and lowly, it seems worthwhile to look at them with this gospel lens of the poor and lowly. Hopefully, it will reveal other aspects for us to pray about on their solemnity today. We all know Peter's story. The Gospels tell us much about his impetuousness. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. We know he did not succeed and started to drown. I don't think Peter would mind seeing us smiling as his bravado ends in sinking. Peter could be quite opinionated. When Jesus predicted his passion, Peter did not hesitate to rebuke. That is the word used in the gospel. Peter rebuked Jesus and said, God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. Let's go to the Last Supper scene where we hear the loving, deeply meant words of Peter to Jesus. Master, I will lay down my life for you. But Peter, with all his natural gifts and strength, was crippled by such fear at the passion that he denied, betrayed Jesus not once, but three times. Here is where we see the gospel message shining through Peter most of all. Peter felt, tasted, and knew failure, his lowliness, his poverty, so profoundly that he wept to such a degree that some say he had furrows on his cheeks from his tears. Now, Peter knew the meaning of Jesus' words, without me, you can do nothing. And he understood them in a new and very personal way. Now Peter could understand the importance of being meek and humble of heart. Now Peter knew to draw his strength, not from himself, but from the meek and humble Jesus. Peter was taught by Jesus for 3 years. But the lessons Jesus taught came to fullness of meaning when Peter failed, when he experienced his weakness and his great need for Jesus. A lesson for all of us. Let us look at Saul. What zeal, what fire, what hatred he had for the new breed of those who were following Jesus. He wanted to get rid of all of them, bring them in chains to Jerusalem. If you were a new Christian in the early church, you would have trembled with fear if Saul knocked on your door. Nothing would stop him. Nothing could stop his desire to preserve Judaism with all its Pharisaical teachings. What an experience of failure he had with his intent to stop Christianity in its tracks. And it took no one less than Jesus himself to convert him. Saul, unlike Peter, never knew Jesus on earth, never walked with him, never saw his miracles. It was Jesus himself who brought Paul to his knees in one of the most amazing and powerful conversions ever to occur in the church's history. Paul himself bears such eloquent witness about weakness and infirmity and lowliness in all kinds of ways. Read his letters. You will find quotes all over that address our weakness and infirmities with hope, not guilt. He who carried always in his heart remembrance of his rampage against Christians, experienced the power of Christ's forgiveness so tremendously that he has left us the most amazing and consoling words about Christ's love that overcame every obstacle for him. Let us mention one. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. This is the road our weaknesses should lead us to boast of our weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell and shine out from us too. Does it seem true to you that even someone with the greatest intelligence or talent is most effective and touches us most deeply when they share and use their gifts with humility instead of false pride? When we think of Peter and Paul in this way, doesn't it make us feel closer to them? Because every single one of us knows how little and weak we are and can be. However, this is not a call to be weaklings. Peter and Paul are strong pillars of the church, but not of themselves. The icon you see on the screen says it well. This triptych shows Jesus in the middle, and he's the largest image. Peter is on his right, and Paul is on his left. All their accomplishments came from trust, reliance, and love for Jesus. They invite us to do the same and not be overcome by our littleness, but surrender it to God to use for his glory.